Okay, so today we'll start the give our third Hakdama. And then we'll have Tessim and Aleph. Right? The first Hakdama was given in Zayim and Aleph. And the second Hakdama was the Psule Shechita. I noticed that Rav Moshe Kazis, they were the Deli Acharonim. Moshe Kazis was one of the was a Kadmon in the Rebbe Sefer in Chulin, and we'll refer to him at a different time, but just to point out, Rebbe Moshe Kazis thought expresses that the Gemara that we learned in the last 2 days, that one of the purposes of that Gemara was to list the Psulei Shechita. So that was one of the Limudim of Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But now we want to focus in on the trying to learn the next Sugya, to try to be Magdir the Din of Shechita. Exactly what is Din of Shechita? What does that mean? The Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, another din from Yehuda Amar Shmuel, had tabach tzorach she yivdok v'simonim liyachar shchita, that the shoychet after yishachs, he has to check to make sure that he has cut roiv of the simonim that he has to cut. Roiv simonim behema when it comes to a behema, and roiv simon when it comes to an oif. The simonim are the kone and the veshet, the windpipe, and the food pipe. So tzorach sheyivdek, he did the shechita, he did a great job. He did the he wasn't shoya, he wasn't deiris, he didn't do chalora, he didn't do all the halachas. He's good. He is. We have no reason to assume that he's not one of the roiv sheichtim, which knows how to do shechita. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, they have a din that the Shoychet has to check the Simonim. Tzorach sheyivdoik ba Simonim li'achar shchita. Means he can't be soymech on his chazok, he can't be soymech in his roiv. Tzorach sheyivdoik. Right? We have a din b'chlal. There were always are not we are not semech and roiv. Every morning when you put on your tzitzis, talis kotten, talis gadol. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is supposed to check the tzitzis to make sure that you have the right number of ksharim and the right number of chutim. You had the right number yesterday and the day before, so you have a chazaka. So the chanami, if for some reason you could not check, you semech on the. On the chazakah that it was good yesterday, but if a person's nose is going to be in a huge rush the next morning, so a post can say that you can check the night when you take it off. But mitzad adin, whenever checking out a roiv or a chazakah does not require much tircha, so chazal or misakin, then we have to check it out. So therefore, before we put in our tzitzis, before we make our bracha, to make sure it won't be a bracha levatola. Because you're not going to do an Easter day rice of putting arba kanfis without tzitzis on. So you have to check. There is a machlokes a poskim with on Shabbos one should check. Because machlokes are shown them. Because on Shabbos there's a concern that if you check your tzitzis and you see the knot is not tight, so the natural inclination is to pull it and make it tight. On Shabbos you can't do that. So there are Rishonim who say that one should not check one's tzitzis on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch and the Nisei Kelim, Paskin, at least for Ashkenazim, otherwise. That we do a check. So, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Atabach, Tzorach Sheyivdoik B'Simonim Liyachar Shechita, has to check. Amar Rav Yosef, Afanona Mitanina, this is not a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Arba had a mishnah, Shah Kedei Bikur. The Gemara, when the Mishnah defines what is considered to be Shehiyah. So the Mishnah says, Shehiyah kedei bikur. Shehiyah means that you have stopped in the Shechita motion to the extent of time that it takes to inspect. So the Gemara says, what are you inspecting? Pasha is my love kedei bikur simanim. What else are you inspecting? So Vaisachois, if checking the simanim is a unit of time that we apply to Shechita, that means that it's being done all the time. Right? If the only time you do Bikur Simanim is if you have some kind of chashash. So we wouldn't say Kidei Bikur Simanim. Must be that it's a din. So this din, Rabbi Shmuel, Gemara says, that's not Shmuel's Chiddush. That was in the mission already. So Gemara says, my love, could they be omale of bayaloi? Hachi omreb yechanan, could they be kur chacham? It's referring to the chacham, we're going to learn this dinamit Hashem, that checks the knives. Livde kasakin shatabuch torch laharis a sakin lachacham. Lachacham ibn kvoida chacham. Okay, another sugi you ought to discuss that the Chazal were misakin that the Sheikhin has to give the knife to the Rav Machshir, the Rav Ha'ir. Kedei al komin ha-chachamim. So that's the beaker we're talking, the amount of time that it takes to give it to the chacham. The Gemara says that's not a good shiur. There's no shiur. There are many shiur. What do you mean many shiur? Because sometimes you'll have a chacham that's standing right next to you. Sometimes you have a chacham that is standing at another sheikh. Then you have a chacham who hasn't made it to the shlacht house yet. So that's not a shir. El kidei bikur tabach. It's referring to a situation where the tabach is also a chacham, and he is the godel shebeir. And in that case, we know exactly that it takes, I imagine, a few seconds for the sheikhet to look at his knife standing right in front of it. Good. That's the case. So then, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's din is a chiddush, one that is not recorded in the Mishnah. Gemara says, what would daka be the din if he didn't do bedika simonim? Loi badak mai. Rashi is very careful to point out, Loi Bodak is going back to the original din. Loi Bodak b'simanim. Amr Yudam Rishmuel, Atavach Tzorach Shiyudak b'simanim Achar Shechita. Okay? He didn't check the simanim. So he shechted. He didn't check to make sure that it's Roiv Koner Roiv Eshe. What's the din? Rabbi Eliyaz ben Atik Nes Mishum of Elozim by Rabbi Yana Yomar Trefa V'asura V'achila. So Rav Eliezer says, Ben Tigna, Yisrael Elozer says that it's osetidit. Trefa, it's hard to imagine what's trefa. Trefa, I asked you to look at the Rambam just to be magdir the four halachas. So be magdir in a trefa, be magdir in a vela, to appreciate that there are two halachas in the vela. The vela is also machila, and it's also asura machila. The vela is also tamen. Temeya, right? And to further appreciate that the shechita of an animal accomplishes two things. The shechita of the animal is allowing the animal to be kosher, and the shechita is allowing the animal not to be metame. So you have to appreciate that shechita accomplishes these two goals, and you have to appreciate the two halachas of nevela, and you further have to appreciate, that's why I gave all these makaris in the Rambam, that if an animal is a trefa, and we shech the trefa, we're not going to be mad to the trefa to eat. You won't be able to eat the trefa. But the trefa will not be metame kinevela. The tumas nevela is a tuma chamura, because in addition to being metame, the person, it is also if the person carries the nevela, so b'shas carrying the nevela is metame, he's begodim. Even the begodim are usually a velad, And the halach is that a vlad cannot be matami of vlad. So the human being is a vlad. He's not matami of, but this din of nesias dover tome of tumas masa. So it's all, by the way, all in this week's parsha, either beferish or in the Rashi. So the Gemara says that this animal is osir to eat. B'masnisa tana nevelo mitama b'masa. That the animal is not only osir machila, but also has the din of a nevela. B'maikim biflege, what's the machlekes? B'nei Rav Huna. Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna's going to tell us is a machlekes tana. Behema bechayel becheskas iser emedes. Vun had the following din. Behema bechayel. An animal b'shas, the animal is alive. Becheskas iser emedes. Ad sheyivodo lecha b'amen nishchata. Nishchata harize becheskas heter. Rav Huna had a din. We have to explain the din. Rav Huna seems to be saying, I find a dead animal, so it's also to eat. Behema b'chayyo b'cheskas Yisrael medes. Ad sheyivodo lecha b'amen nishchata. Until we know it had a shechita. Nishchato, we know that it wasn't shot and it wasn't strangled, it didn't fall off a cliff. So then, Hareze Mecheskas Heter. Achi Vandalacha, we know it was shechted. Okay? We know that, and we're presuming it was a good shechita. It's caution. Achi Vandalacha, unless somebody checks out this animal and finds that the animal was a trefa, it was attacked by an animal. It was has a hole in the lungs. Mar Sover, now there's a machloikas tanoim about this din that Rav Huna formulated obviously later on. Mar Sover Becheskas Iser Kaima Vehashta Mesi Umar Sover Becheskas Iser Amrinan Becheskas Tuma Loy Amrinan. What's the machloikas? What's the machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer ben Antignus, Mishum Rolozer Rabbi Yanai, and B'masnisa Tana? So Mar Somar, the second Manda Omar, clearly says, Becheskas Isur Aminan, Becheskas Tumulay Aminan. In other words, the second Mahalach, but obviously the first Shita presented is only Cheskas Iser, but not Becheskas Tuma. Umar Samar Becheskas Iser Kaima, Hashtem Mesehi. Meaning that therefore it's also Beiser Tuma. Alright? Hezra Dvarim. Mar Savar, the one who holds that the animal is Betumas Nevelam. What's his lashon nevelu mitama b'masa holds becheskas iser kaima hashda meisahi? It was osir and now it's dead. What does that mean? Why does that yield a nevela? Was that
something that you don't know
there is
shechita?
A suffix, and therefore what?
Until you get shechita, it's becheskas iser.
So that would not be consistent with Rav Huna. Alright? Rav Huna said, Behemi b'chayyo b'cheskas Yisrael medes, ad sheyivodo l'cho b'amen nishchata. So according to what you're saying, what was your first name?
Yoni.
What Yoni's saying is, this would not be consistent with Rav Huna. B'cheskas Yisrael kaima, it was osir, it's now dead, so we have every reason to assume that it never became mutter. That means it's a nevela. Umar Somar Becheskas Iser Amrinon Becheskas Tumul Loy Amrinon. And the second Manda Omar, according to what Yoni is saying, is what is consistent with Rav Huna. And what's he saying? No. How did he learn Pshat?
He's more medayik in the words.
The what?
It says Mechaskas Iser, and if it was Tame, I would say Mechaskas Tuma.
In other words, Rav Huna only holds Mechaskas
Iser.
And what's the first Mar Sobar? Nochah has to hold Mechaskas Tuma also, and Vela. Right. What's the machlokes between the two Mar Sobars? What are they arguing about? Does it have a din of a treifa or a din of a vela? What's the machlokes? Have a dead animal. So, which sheet is easier to understand? That it's osir and tome or just osir? Which is the muskovishin? No? Which is the easy one to explain?
Just
awesome. Just awesome. Why?
It didn't have a chesed.
Okay. So what? And what's the other amount that we're saying? Go ahead.
The dead animal. So it's awesome.
So l'chayra, the machleik is of l'chayra. The Mar Sover is saying, l'chayra, we're saying that We have an animal that's becheskas iser. Now we shecht it. All right. And Rav Huna says that that once we shecht it, so then it's becheskas heter. Unless we find that it was nitrifa. All right. So now, Omrinu Rishmul. But let's say you shechted the animal and you did not check the simonim. So apparently, Rav Yehuda Rishmul is saying that in that case, you can't say at sheivod l'chama men nishchita. All right, but we don't have a men nishchita. Because we were supposed to check the Simonim. You didn't check the Simonim. So now it's Becheskas what? So, Machloikis, is it the way Josh was saying? You don't know what happened. You have a dead animal. Dead animal is two halachas. Tomei and Osir to eat. Fine. Consistent. Becheskas Iser Kaima Ba'ashta Mesahi. And Yaakov says that Becheskas Iser Amrinon, the animal when it was alive at a Cheskas Osir Le'achol, but a live animal is not Mitame. So if we question the Shechita, then we can only maintain the Cheskas Iser. We can't say that we're going to be mechanish, then it should be tummy as well. All right. Again, so how would you explain this machlokes? I shechted an animal. Chazal said I have to do a bedika simonim. If I don't do a bedika simonim, so apparently, I have to then look at it as a sofek shechita. Is that a day rice a dig? Then let's hold off on that. But kachadin, sofek shechita. Now I have an animal with a sofek shechita. So what's the din? So Josh says, sofek shechita means you have a sofek nevela. If you're going to have a sofek shechita, if you're going to have a sofek whether you're allowed to eat it, then you have a sofek nevela. And nevela is metame. All right? And Yaakov says, if I have a sofek, so homemade al darbal cheskasa. Cheskas iser I have. I'm a cheskas nevela. So I have to figure out. So what are they arguing about? L'chor, both are correct. So let's look at the Rashi's. Rashi explains that Bodak B'Siman Mimai. What's the din? Treifa Shchuta Einai Metama. Loi Bodak B'Siman Mimai. In our Gemara, this is not a Dibra Mascha, which is correct because it's not a Gemara. So this is all Rashi. It should have been all been in the same font. Treifa shchuta eina metama. Rashi is giving us what we already learned in the Hakdom and the Rambam, that an animal, even if an animal is an ill animal, it will not make it out the year. It's also to eat. Right? It's been pulled apart by an animal. But it's still alive. So it's a treifa. However, if one shechts, so the shechita will accomplish that it won't be tamei. Right? This is a huge issue in Lumdus. We'll discuss at a different point, different time. This is what this nakuda was of Chaim's bar mitzvah pshatla. So we'll come back to Emet Hashem. So that is kinemina bar avaretev min abehema miktas peima mitama mitzvah exeris hakosif. Exeris hakosif that shechita can accomplish heter. That a shechita can accomplish, even if it will not accomplish heter achila, it can still remove the ability for the animal to metame. Nevela de lav becheskas shechuta mechaskina la kede ravuna. Nevela that we don't say it, we cannot establish that the chazaka was good. In other words, what was Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's din? If you didn't look at the simonim, then you cannot give it a cheska shchuta. I could be that I'll be din the rice as a shchuta. What's the din now if I have an animal which I don't have a cheska shchuta on? I don't know. So Rashi explains, also as you look at the Rambam, to give the full picture, a live animal, what's the Iser that is chal on a live animal? The Iser is Eivim Menachai. And look at the Rambam, you learn there's Eivim Menachai, there's Bos Menachai. Bekitzer, a live animal, a person has a barbarian or barbaric edge to them, and they eat something from a live animal, it's an Iser of Eivim Menachai. Sharei Asurim Mishum Eivim Menachai. Hilchach, says Rashi, im noilad sofek b'shchita u bos la'amida al cheskosa shari b'chol dover ato im ha'amida al dover cheskosa shem t'chila. Next comment, shein yochol lo'itzim imenu al yidei sofek, and if it has a chazaka, then you cannot change the chazaka by sofek. You can only change the chazaka by a ma'ise v'ados. Very interesting getter what Rashi is saying. So now when I tell you that this shechita is a shechita b'sofek, because Chazal said you have to check the simonim, and Chazal said if you don't check the simonim, you're not sure of the chazaka. So I have an animal with a sofek shechita, at least I'll be then. So I don't know whether the shechita was successful in taking off the iser of Eivir Menachai, Nimtas Oymish of Eimazu Asura. Why? Shai Becheskas Iser Hoysa Tchila. Umi Sofek Apotamola Tira. Shema Nishchot Karoi. Alta Tira no Mi Sofek. An Shinishchot Karoi. That's all based on Ravuna. Nishchot Becheskas Heta Shivana. Ulakam mefarish my nafkamina. Mar summer becheskas iser harishain oimedes. That it's still becheskas, that original iser. What's the cheskas rishain oimedes? Cheskas of Evinachai. Shlihos is shchutak, it's not shchutak kedin. Vechevan de becheskas in shchutam moikmis, harela mesa umetama. So therefore, it is now dead and tamei. That's what Joshua said. Umar sovar becheskas iser aminun v'la'achilu shenesra koidim shchita. That the cheskas, it wasn't cheskas metame. No. So, because basar menachayin metame. So we can say that Hame Devon Cheskosai. No, that means it's Osati, but it's not Cheskas Tome. That's what Yaakov was saying. Good. What is the Eisen Akash and Rashi? What's difficult in Rashi? No, go ahead.
How can you say that it's still holding by the first
shlita? Correct. What's how do you understand Rashi Bechlal? Rashi says, what's the cheskas isur? That it is, no, what's cheskas isur? That it's Eber Menachai. One thing's for sure, it's not Eber Menachai. That's for sure. I have a dead animal. There's no pulse. Right? Chevra Kedisha says, it is for sure dead. No suffix. Right? Not coming back. So, one thing's for sure, there's no cheskas Eber Menachai. No? That's the cash in Rashi. What's how do you explain Rashi?
Rashba.
Good, Yaakov?
He's saying we can only look at it right now based off of the chazakus which existed beforehand.
Yeah.
So, since beforehand, that was where we were holding it was alive, and it didn't have cheskas tenasu. So if you now, it doesn't have cheskas tenasu.
No, that I understand. That's good. But how could anybody say that it's osur b'achila? How could you say it's osur b'achila mitam chazoka? You could say that it, you have a sofek on whether it is a nevela or not. That I understand very well. I have a sofek whether shechlin k'roi. Good? So, I have a sofek. So, I'd be mamal chazaka. One thing's for sure. Cheskas ir evnachai is gone. Cheskas nevela, it doesn't have a cheskas nevela. Nechetesa. I have a dead animal. It was shochun karoy. I checked the simonim. So here I didn't check the simonim. But the animal, it was a tabach. He knew what he was doing. He has a great track record. He hasn't been misnabin a long time. No, so have a good shechita. We're going to learn roiv, shechdim are good. We're going to learn that maybe kol shechdim are good. So, I have a roiv. What's my chazaka? So you're correctly saying, Yaakov is saying correctly, Rashi says, achez kasev ben achai. So, homi yom achez kasev. Homemade Dovach is Kosai when it's Shayach. But you can't say Homemade Dovach is Kosai on something that's not Shayach Bechlal. You can't say that it still has an Isa Eber Menachai. The only thing you could say, maybe it was a bad Shechita. Maybe he had a heart attack before you Shechted it. There's no Chazoka of being a Trefa. There's no Chazoka of being a Nevela. So Rashi obviously was trying to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says it has. The Gemara says becheskas iser kaima. But lechayra the pshat to say that it was becheskas eber menachai, the chapella. So, and that's what Tosfos and the Rashba asking Rashi. So Tosfos the Rashba, because it's close by and it's local. So we'll look at the Rashba first. Kevan de Mesa, this is the right Rashba.
Yeah.
Kiloimar, Becheskas, Iser, She'ena, Zavucha, Aymedes. This is the right Rashba, correct. Becheskas, Iser, She'ena, Zavucha, Aymedes. Derachmona Omar. Mizavachta viachalta shleitechal baser elam kein nishchita ya. B'shnayim uberoy b'shnayim ubeoyf beechad uberbubay. V'ad shleit noida lachash yetzasa mide isura b'shchita maliyasa b'isura oimedes. Hilchoch lebleibodek simonim masura. Ve'i'ef shar lefareish becheskas iser eber menachai oimedes. Kevon de nishchita bein shchita ma'al yisa. Bein shchitas miyot simonim. Harbe yotzalonu meis eber menachai. The Rashba says one thing you can't say Rashi's pshat, because even if it was a bad shechita, it's not Eber Menachai. Harbe yotzalonu meis Eber Menachai, that's a davar pasha. There's no chazaka in the world. You can't create with a chazaka. You can only maintain with a chazaka. Umiyu ein akasha kol kach. But it's not so difficult. The efshar loymer, because you could explain. All right, so now let's look at the read this real carefully. Let's put Rashi aside for the moment and look at the Rashba on its own. All right, what is the Rashba doing? Behema b'chaya b'chelz gizir emedes kildei mar pirush iser she'ena zavucha emedes. The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says this week's parasha v'zavachta v'achalta. All right, it doesn't really say that. It's two parts of the pasuk. It's all one pasuk, but it's spread apart. But the Gemara Darshan Daf Chav Ches, probably the Yesod of the Mesuchta, Mizavachto v'yachalta Shaloi toichal basar elam kein nishchita kasher tzivi sicha, as I instructed you. That's what the Rambam points out. You learned it before, that this is one of the places where the Teresh of Achsav refers to the Teresh of Alpeh. Kasher tzivi sicha, there is no kasher tzivi sicha in Chumash. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, kasher tzivi sicha. So the davar borer that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Teresh Shemal Peh. And the Rambam writes, this is one of the examples where Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to Shehiya and the Rasan Chaloda, kasher tzivi sicha. Elam kei nishchita yofe b'shnayim tu simonu over roi b'shnayim or to the roi of tu the behema uba oif be'echon oi biru boi v'ad shaloi noida l'cha, and until we are aware she yotzosam b'vados, and until we are certain she yotzosam mide isura, that it has no longer the isur and it has left its isur b'shchita ma'al yisa Bisura Aymedes, so it still is Osir. Hilchach imlei badak b'simone masura. Right? So the Rashba is saying Pshat. He's translating the Gemara. How do you translate the Gemara? It was Osir. The Torah says Shechita makes it Mutter, and I don't know whether the Shechita is good. The Torah said the Shechita is Mati the Isir. I don't know if we have a good shechita, so therefore it still should be aser. So the Rashba says, but what's the iser? I translated the Gemara, but it doesn't make sense. Because he can't say that it could still be aser with Eber Menachai. That can't be. Umiyu ein akasha. But that should not bother us learning Pshat Nasugya. Why? The Efshar Loimit, they came to Me'ikim Echezkas Iser Eber Menachai Medes. V'yachshav nami loynis barverim nishchita kehoigen. Harihi muchzek es me isor le isor. No? So that's what Yaakov was referring to before. What's the Rashba's pshat? That we're not looking at the mitzias. We're not looking at the, we can't look at the mitzias, is there's no even a chai. The mitzias is that the most there could be right now is an isor nevel, isor treva, but there's no chazaka. So the Rashba says, must be sorach leimar, the muchrach leimar, right? That the Gemara is pointing out to us that we are machzik me'iser le'iser. It had these even a chai. I don't know if it had a good shechita. So me'mela, we maintain the cheskas iser, but it's a new iser. Ah, v'yesh ki yoytzei b'zeh b'yevomis. Similar halachas where you're masik me iser le iser, where the chaya, it was she was asura, with one of the arroyas, and then husband died, so she's no longer muhzekes as she's no longer an eshes ish. But we have a suffek if she's an ish of eshes ach. All right, again, not for now. V'kulon shayuban suffek yidush of gerishim shom kasan. I explained that over there. All right, but what's the Rashba pointing out of here? It's not poshut. It's not cheskas iser, right? So something along the lines of what Yaakov was saying before. All right, now let's learn the suya according to Rashba. So now, what's the machlekes between the man the omer of whether the animal is becheskas tumah or not? Right. Again, the tavach was a good tavach. He shechted the animal. He didn't do bedikas simonim, right? So now the meat comes to the wholesaler, and every animal has a tag on it. There's a tag on it, nishchad karoy, v'nivda karoy. This animal comes in, and the mashkiach sees only one tag. The sheikh put a tag on it. But the boydek didn't put a tag on it. It means it wasn't checked. Le'bodek v'simonim. Right? It's already been cut up a little bit. So you can't look at the simonim anymore. So what's the din? So machlaik is whether we have an animal that's also to eat or an animal that's also osir v'tumah. What's the machlaik is? No. So Joshua, what do you say is the machlaik is now?
Can we go from Isser to Isser?
So that would explain why it's osir to eat. Right? Now before you explain why it is osir, why it's also... Is it a tum? Has a tumah? Why should it be tummy now? All right. And Yaakov is saying, "I get this gemara because the whole pshat is we're machzik me took me iser le iser achidish." I have to explain why we're machzik iser iser. Normally, chazaka means it's muchzak as having a certain din. It's muchzak in a certain status. So now we're being machadish that chazaka doesn't have to be based on a reality. Chazaka, since it was cheskas isur, so now I have to explain how do you explain it logically that you're machzak me isur le isur. What's the svara to that? I can say it's muchzak that I didn't kill it properly. No, but maybe I did kill it properly. So I have a sofik. So what's the chazaka? All right, very difficult. No. So Josh is even in bigger trouble. No, because one thing the masuk mishal iser, but what's the hezber to say that it's tameh? No. What would you say? What would you say? Tzvi, what are you going to say? Yaakov? Anybody have a hezber? Go ahead.
If we're able to be machzik me'isur le'isur, we have to say that now it is usur. So if it is usur, then we have to understand why it would be that it is usur.
Good. And so the hezber that we would give is when we are masik misur leiser, does it stay in the abstract of chazaka, or do we have to explain? You can't have an abstract, nonsensical, illogical leiser. So when we're masik misur leiser, we have to be saying that it wasn't a good shechita. Once we say it wasn't a shechita, then it should be tame. In other words, the machlekes of here is that both man de omrim interpreted Rav Huna as saying we are masik me'isa l'isa. Right? Rav Huna said yishechted an animal and it's becheskas shchuta until you find out that it is a treif. All right? But let's say it's not becheskas shchuta, because we didn't do bedikas simonim. So then what's the din? Rav Huna would say, then you can't eat it. It's becheska shchuta, but you don't know it's shechted because you didn't check the simanim. You don't know if he cut through rayuv simanim. So now Rav Huna would say, oser. What's the pshat in Rav Huna's iser? Is Rav Huna's iser how we would call it a construct that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us? Kadosh Baruch Hu said that something is becheskas iser until you make it mutter. So it's becheskas iser, or is pshat in chazakah that chazakah is being mevarit to us, or chazakah is telling us we have to view the animal as if it wasn't shechted? Is chazaka just maintaining the status of halacha, or is chazaka teaching us that we have to view, have to reinterpret the facts? You can't have a chazaka that is inexplainable by the facts. That's the machloikis. Machloikis is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a din of chazaka. That we're going to learn Mitzvah and Daf Yud, and the Gemara is going to give us the Chiddush of Chazaka. Gzeiras HaKosav, right? Chazaka is Machlokes. Chazaka is Svarna. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Chazaka, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Did Kadosh Baruch Hu say, "I'm Chiddush of Chazaka, Hom Mei Derech Chazkosei Chazkas Iser"? Or did a Kadosh Baruch Hu say that Hom Mei Derech Chazkosei, but then follow every logical conclusion on chazaka? If it's muchzak b'isa, it means it wasn't a good shechita. It's not muchzak b'isa. It's muchzak, not being shochet properly. Then it's tummy. All right. That's not what we're going to focus on right now. That's a later sugya. What we're going to focus on right now is where is this cheskas iser? All right. I'm not interested right now in figuring out this machleik is tummy or os. What I want to figure out is yisoid and shechita. Then apparently, I understand Rashi very, very well. I don't understand his pshat in the sukkah, but I understand him very well. He's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu said an animal when it's alive is Eivir Nechai. A dead animal is not Eivir Nechai. An animal that was shechted kedin is mutter to eat. And an animal that was shechted shaloi kedin is a dead animal, she'ein ha'shchut, and is a din of nevela. An animal that was ill before it died is a treifa, and if it dies of natural causes, if it dies as a result of its tarfus, it'll become a treifa. It will not become a nevela because it was a treifa. So I understand all of that. So I understand that practically speaking, my shechita is going to remove Eivir Menachai, just like if it would drop dead, it would remove Eivir Menachai. And I understand that my shechita will prevent this animal from becoming a nevela. Good. Now the Gemara says a chiddush that if I don't know if my shechita is I have a suffix shechita, so the Gemara says I have a suffix deraisa, but why don't I paskin chazaka? So I wouldn't learn this Gemara. I would have said Eivir Menachai, it's not. I don't need to know. Then, Cheskas Treifa? No. I didn't. It was a healthy animal walking around. Why should I say it was a Treifa? If it was a mall of another animal, yeah. If it was some kind of machla, yeah. It was fainting, yeah. But it wasn't. No. No. Cheskas Nevela? No Cheskas Nevela. It's Shchuta. So I didn't have a chance to look whether it's Bar Simon. Okay, so how many Devach is Kosei? Rav Shreitim are good Shreitim. It's good. Elamai the Gemara says wrong. Wrong pshat. Incorrect. That it's Becheskas Isur. What's a Cheskas Isur? So the Rajbo says, Achirish, that we are Machzik Misili Isur. And Rashi is a bigger Chirish, that it's Becheskas Eivir Menachai. Pella de Gerashim. The Tosfos asked this kasha. The Gemara quotes Rav Huna and Beya. Rashi, the same Rashi and Beya. Rashi says, Becheskas Iser, Eiver Menachaye Medes. Right? Why is that important when you have a Sofek Shechita? Not Midan al Cheskasa. What's the Chazaka is Eiver Menachaye? Toisves, and this Pirish Rashi, Beches Eiver Menachaye, Veloy Nehira, Dimkain, right? Why do I say that it maintains that status? At Shiva Menishka came in the Chazina Shemesa, Leishayach Bo Yisra Eben Achai. These are Achai, Leishayach Lem Achai. Lechei Nirali. The Cheska Zisa Ratzalem, and the Cheska Shalei Nishka Tachi Yivado Mishum explains Toisvis. Umishum iser she'eino zevucha derachmona omar tizbach v'yachalto shchoit v'choyol ubaze neiche afilu man domar. So what's Taisvus's chiddush over here? What's Taisvus's chiddush? No. Taisvus l'chor is not saying the same thing as the Rashbam, iser l'iser. L'chor. It's a little bit of a pella because the Rashbam uses these l'shoinos when he starts. But what's Taisus saying? It's a Taisus over here in Beya, it's a Taisus in Shavuos also. No. How does Taisus solve the problem? How does he say, how does he explain? No. Zev.
Chazaka isn't that it's an Eir Menachai. There's an Isser that it exists. That is, an animal is not shafi when you need it. If you didn't speak about it. And that Isser stays before the shafi and after.
So the Tosfos says, the Torah says, "V'zavachto v'yachalta, tizbach v'yachalta." Right? Vayis tochayis. Right? It means from here you learn mikana tel roeh. Right? That if it is not tizbach, if it's not v'zavachto, you can't eat it. Tizbach v'yachalta. But he didn't do tizbach. Can't eat it. Where did the nisa come from? So Rashi says, that's the Eiver Menachai. But Tosh says, no. Eiver Menachai would be, if it would say, that B'chaye Oser, B'misos Omuter. It says, Tizbach V'yachalta. There's only one way you can eat this animal, a Maisa Shechita. Right? Vaisa Chois, if there's no Maisa Shechita, it's Oser. So Tosfos says, not me, Tam Eiver Menachai. Tosfos Machadish. There is a din de raisa called Eino Zavucha. I have a live animal. I say, you know what the Easter of this animal is? So many of you say Eiver Menachai. Tosfos says, it's called an Easter of being a not shechted. It's a not shechted animal. Strange thing. The animal's live running around. What's the Easter? An Eino Zavucha. So now Tosfos says, now the Gemara reads beautifully. Right? Torah says, V'zavachto v'yachalta. V'yistachayis, without zavich, v'na achila. Torah says, also to eat animal without shechita. It's a b'teiras ein ha-shechuta. So now the Torah, now the Gemara is explaining to us, the Tanoma is explaining to us, that if I have a sofei shechita, I never left the Easter of an Enes Vulcha. So it's Beheima Bechezkosa Aymedes. Right? It still has the same, the old Chazaka. Chiddush. Right? But Lechara, you're forced to say this by this Gemara. Either you have to say something along the lines of Ein of Machzikin Me Iser Le Iser, which is a chiddush, to say that the old chazok of Eiver Menachai somehow it doesn't leave the animal. It's like the chazok of Eiver Menachai is two parts, one Eiver Menachai and one Iser Achila. So the Cheskas Iser Eiver Menachai maintains itself until you prove shechit. That's very hard to say. That's what the Rashba says. That l'chayra is what Rashi is saying. Tosfos says that you can't explain it that way. But there was a din of and it's also mechudishtik, right? The mechadish a din of eina zvucha. That becheskas eina zvucha. That's the isur eina zvucha. But that helps explain what is the din of shechita. Is the din of shechita? How do you understand the din of shechita? Is the din of shechita to remove the psul, the isur of eina zvucha? Right, Eva Menachai for sure, but there are many ways to give Eva Menachai. You can shoot it, you can strangle it, you can drop it, you can attack it. There's only one way to get rid of an Eidah Zvucha, and that's a Duzvicha. And a Shchuta, that's a Shchita. That's a Chiddush to say, Nekachadin. Alright? But that's how the Tosfos is forced to say that based on our Gemara saying. Now, before we go deeper into the sugya, let's just come back. So what's now the machlokes of whether the animal is metame b'nevela or is also b'achila? Right? So according to the mahalach of machzikin me'iser le'iser, according to the mahalach that we have to ascribe to Rashi, so we understand what's the machlek is, how do you learn pshat and chazaka? What was the Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching us pshat when he gave us halacha v'chazaka? Was the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving me the din is pshat and chazaka that I look at the din, only the din. I don't look at the metzius b'chlal. The din is osir b'achila, meitez b'achila. Or do we say, no, the pshat and chazaka is that I look at the din, but then I have to follow through and explain how I got to this din. Memeila, it's going to be Tomei as well. But according to Tosfos, what is the machlaikis? Whether it's metame bin nevela and with the osur b'achila. According to Tosfos, the animal has the status of being an zvucha. Alright? I have a suffix now if I did a maisa zvicha, a maisa shchita. No? So now which one makes more sense? Which is easier to explain? No, what would you say, Yaakov?
Isn't it the same thing? Just it's an Eino Zvucha and
it's dead, so it has to be revealed. So l'chayra, now we understand why, if the pshat is that I'm machzik it as an Eino Zvucha, so l'chayra means it should be, it's an Avela. Right? It doesn't have the Shechita. Oh, so that's the easier way to understand. How would you say Becheskas Yisrael Medes? That it's only Becheskas Achila? No. This new din that we've just discovered called an Eina Zvucha, that is only Nisir Achila. Right? It's only Osir Achila. Live animal was an Eina Zvucha, it wasn't a Tame. So, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Machadish the din of an Eina Zvucha, where the Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadish that I've looked at the animal as an animal without shechita, or as the animal with shechita, then the question was also b'chila or was metame, or was the term mechadish that we look at the din of Eiver Menachai as sort of two halachis? One is an iser achila b'chaya. And the other is an Isra Achila until it has Shechita. And therefore, Li'achar, if I have a Sufik B'Shechita, so that Cheskas Isra stays. I'm not saying that the animal didn't have Shechita. Look at the Lashon of Rashi. Now you understand how careful Rashi was when he. Eiver Menachai, Menafka Mina, this is the wrong Rashi, this is Be'er. Rashi in our sugya. Savik B'Shechita. Ubosel Amida Al Cheskosa. Shari V'chol Dovra To'eim Rahamei Dovra Al Cheskosa. Shoye Mitchila. Shein Yochol Lo'itziyoy Mimena Al Yidei Savik. What's Rashi pointing out? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, again, this is Shaloi Kishitase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explain using Rashi, but explaining the Shita, which is probably not Rashi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's an Eina Zvucha. I need a Vadai Shechita in order to do what? In order to call it a Behema Shechuta, or in order to remove the Iser of an Eina Zvucha. And Yochel Eitzia Mimenoi Nesafek. So since I only have a Safek, then I say it stays in its present status of being an Eina Zvucha, which is also Bachila. But I can't impose upon it the Nevela, that it's Tomei. So again, where are we holding in the Sugya? We began the Sugya with Amir and Shmuel, that a Tabach that doesn't do B'dika Simonim, L'chayra, there's a Din, L'chayra, there's a Din, the Rabbanon, that is also Rachila. Right? Gemara says, where did the Rav Yonah Amar Shmuel was Machayev B'dika Simonim, L'chayra, Din, the Rabbanon. Now the Gemara says, what's the Din if there's no B'dika Simonim? So Gemara says that based on Rav Huna's din, that Rav Huna says Behema Becheskas Iser Ad Shei Voda Shenishchita, that I have to know it was shachat. It can't be that I surmise that it was shachat. I have to know. I have to see those simanim. I'm good. What's the din if I don't know that it's shachat? Rav Huna says it's osaiti. Good. Now, Machloikis and what Rav Huna said. We know Rav Huna said that it's Oymed Becheskasa. Machloikis whether Oymed Becheskasa means it's Becheskas Iser, or that we reinterpret the Becheskas Iser to be that there's no Shechita, therefore it's a Nevela. And then we went through the various iterations of how you'll explain that in the Kuda. But we learned from Rav Huna and from the way that Tanoim had already assumed Rav Huna's din, that the Behema has a Cheskas Iser, and that Cheskas Iser maintains itself the Yachar Shechita. How are you talking? So either because we say a din of Machzikin mi Iser li Iser, and Rashba said I have a rayas for that from other sources, okay, then there's no big chiddush over here. Right? There's no chiddush in Shechita, in Ibn Achai. There's a chiddush in how chazakas were. Good? Or Taisu says, it's not makabel, this idea of machzik and misilisa. So Taisu says, it has to be a chazaka that still exists after the behemoth was from Ibn Achai. How can you have a chazaka of Ibn Achai that lives after the animal's dead? Taisu says, it must be that there is a din of Eina Zvucha. Where do we get this from? Because the mitzvah of Shechita was given to us by our posuk v'zavachta v'achalta. As long as there's no zvicha, also to eat. As long as there's no Shechita, also to eat. So a live animal that hasn't been shechted, also to eat. A dead animal that wasn't shechted, also to eat. An animal with a safek Shechita, the Eina Zvucha applies. The din of Zavachta V'Achalta is Macharish to us. That the live animal is not only Neiver Menachai, it's also an Eina Zvucha. Hezra Adover. Sounds confusing, so I'll explain a little bit deeper. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this animal is only one way to access this animal. Aydei Shechita. Ke'ilu Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll leave halacha for a moment, just to make it easy to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I've given the animal over to you to benefit from it. Right? There's only one way you can benefit from it. Right? Ayidei Shechita. As long as there's Shechita, you can't touch it. Ki'ilu. Just to give you a moshal. A dugma b'yolma is food before making a bracha. I gave you the food to be nana from. Chazal said, without a bracha, you can't be nana. I gave the animal to be nana from. I give the animal for its for achila. It's hide you can be nana from. But you want to eat this animal. A dugma be alma, which become very, very important, we go deeper in the sugya. If I want to bring the animal to korban. Right? I need kapora. Can I bring the live animal, bring it to the Mizbeach? Does it matter? Once the it's after the when the oil is done, it's done. So would it matter whether I stun the animal, put it to sleep, and bring it on the Mizbeach as an oiler? Or I shat and bring the Mizbeach? An oiler is an oiler, right? Obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, the only way you can access this animal, Legabi Korban, is by Shechita. Right? I was Makdish the animal, belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam already. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's not going to be a Korban. So what we're pointing out is that according to the Tosfos, the din of mizavach to be a chalto is machadesh an iser, a ena zavucha, and then the only way you can learn pshat becheskas iser. So l'chayra, and this is what. We'll go into deeper tomorrow. The L'chayra, this is related to this machlokes. Rambam Sefer Mitzvos Kuf Mem Vav Lishchoit Behema Chai Va'oif Yacharkach Yoichal B'soron Shenemar B'zavachto Mibkorcha. Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam is Marach, but the Rabbit didn't make horror over there. Omar Ram Ein Loi Tam. This doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be a mitzvah. V'ulai Laba V'machalasei Ze Ein Lo Tam. What's put in the Rivet? V'ulai Laba V'machalasei Asei. What's the Rivet's Nakuda? What's Ein Lo Tam? What's bothering the rabbi? No?
Oh, why is he not included in this certain kitzim that wasn't chapter?
Say again, please.
Maybe why is the Rambam leaving out the iser that was mentioned in Tosfos? To eat something that was not chapter. So he's saying that, oh, maybe the law that came from Yaseh is just considered the same thing as Yaseh.
So what is bothering the Raven, when he said, then maybe I can justify it.
He's saying he's not a real mitzvah of Shech, there's a lot of these on the mitzvah.
This should not be in the mitzvah Saseh. This in the Shechita, it's not a mitzvah. Right? And when the Raven is saying, why would you call this a mitzvah? Zvein Latam. V'ulai, maybe I can justify by saying there will be a lav. The lav will be a lav of Ein Ezvucha. Lav of Machalasei Asei. Alright? Now, there's several levels of issue with me. One is, does it belong as a mitzvah or not? Does it get counted as a mitzvah? Alright. But the nakuda over here is, does it belong as an asay or as a loisas? The only way the rabbi can justify it belonging as an asay if there's a lava b'mechal asay. Alright? That if there's a lava b'mechal asay, what would that lav be? Is that?
In a zuch.
It's not like Ibn Achai. Ibn Achai is separate lav. Right? So l'chayram, the nekuda, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid lines up very well with this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rambam, if we accept the Ravid's understanding of Rambam, which is not, we can debate that. But according to the Ravid's understanding of the Rambam, is that this belongs in the mitzvah saseh only because it was machanish olay saseh. And what the Ravid is saying, ein la tam, is what was machanish. Shechita is not machanish a mitzvah. Shechita is the way that you get rid of a din of Ibn Achai, that you prevent a lav in a vela. But apparently the Rabbis of the Rama must have held that there's a new din called the Neda Zavucha. And therefore, that's what justifies it being allowed. When in Lomdish terms, how would you be Magdi the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rabbi? You had to be Magdi, what is a Maisa Shechit in Lomdish terms? Correct, right? Is the, do we look, and I, what we're saying right now is not entirely accurate because I didn't have a mincha, but at least to finish up the and we'll finish up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the din of Shechita, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a tool to access the food? And if I don't use the tool, it's aser. The tilas yadayim. Is there a mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat? No, if you want to eat, you have to wash your hands. It's the tool to be matir. Right? Is there a mitzvah to give one's wife a get? Only if a person wants to get divorced, Rechmon Aslan. It's the only way to be matir one's wife. But there's no mitzvah. The Achim Eber from Shana, we assume, when Hashem Baruch Hu checks all our mitzvahs and make sure we've done all the mitzvahs we could do, he's not going to say he missed out Gerish. No. Right? He won't tell us where's your Maisa Shechita. Right? So, do we look at Shechita as a tool that Hashem Baruch Hu gave us to remove Yisurim, or do we look at Shechita as an independent mitzvah? Right? So this could be related to this Machlekes Rambam Rabbit. Right? It could be related to the Machlekes between Rashi and the Bali HaTosfos. Because if you say that, like Rashi says, there is no new Iser emanating from Shechita, that is like the Rashba, Miser l'Iser. So then Shechita is, can only be viewed as a Matir. But if you say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was machadish a concept of an Eina Zvucha, and the Shechita is Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching us what is the appropriate way to access this animal, so then you can look at the Shechita as a mitzvah. Right? So I'm not saying that it's muchrach, but I'm saying that there's a consistency between the two malachim. Right? It could be that you could mix and match, but I think it's certainly correct to say that if there is a new entry in Targum Mitzvahs, it would make sense that that is consistent with saying that you have built these, didn't build these zucha. All right, tomorrow we'll try to go deeper and explain the machlekes in a deeper way.